Hey everyone, welcome to the Pot Awareness Podcast, and thanks for joining me. This podcast is specifically for about educating and raising awareness for animals and rescues and organizations across the United States and world. It really goes a long way towards this mission when our listeners rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and all of our other podcast platforms. Also, be sure to check us out on our official website at pawawareness.org and on social media at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram at pawawareness_podcast. You can check us out for all of our latest bits and clips of our podcast, as well as Pet of the Week and Pet of the Month. If you're listening and involved with an animal rescue organization or have a story of your own that you want to share, reach out to us at info@pawawareness.org and we can get you on the podcast. Thanks for watching, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode of the Paw Awareness Podcast. I'm talking with Nikki Rule of the Permaid Cafe and Adoption Center in Camarillo, California. So not too far away from me in Santa Barbara. I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself, the organization, and what it is that you guys specialize in.
Absolutely. Hi there. I'm Nikki. I'm also a registered veterinary technician. So when I'm not here at the cafe, I am taking care of animals in vet hospitals. I have a huge background working with animals from volunteer work to emergency. I used to work with big cats, work with wildlife and everything in between. What we do here is I've owned the shop for about a little over 2.5 years. We take in cats from LA, Riverside. We're lucky here in Ventura County. We have no kill shelters. So they're really doing a wonderful job taking care of their animals. So we pull from shelters that have high kill rates. And these cats are directly coming from shelters. We work with organizations that do a lot of heavy lifting, getting them in working order and then bringing them to us. All of our cats are spayed, neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and they're all snap tested to make sure that they don't carry common diseases that they can give each other. So our whole goal, we're a small grassroots organization, but our whole goal is to find these cats forever homes.
I'm really curious too, out of, you know, you have such a wide background. What inspired you to open a cat cafe out of all of the different directions you could have gone? What started that?
So cats are my love and joy. I mean, I love dogs too. I love all animals. Shout out to all those other animals. But cats are just kind of like my spirit animal. And I grew up in Ventura County and I'd moved away for a while. And I knew I was going to be moving back. I had owned a home and I sold it and I was going to take part of that revenue and just open a nonprofit organization. And I was super lucky. This used to be a cat cafe before I owned it. When I moved back into the area, she was selling it. So it was already like built out for a cat cafe. I just put my own brand on it. So we painted it, we changed the name, we made it a nonprofit. And I just wanted to help these cats. The plight of cats that are homeless is just bananas. I mean, if you look at the statistics, they're healthy cats are being euthanized every single day across the United States. And I just really wanted to see what we could do to help with that.
Yeah, and I think that's a really noble cause too, because there are so many cats. And I know that you said that the shelters in the Ventura County are doing a great job. From what you're seeing, and you're dealing with animals all the time, what are some common issues in the Southern California area or California area in general that you're seeing on a daily basis?
We see a lot of feral cats, and so that becomes a whole issue when feral cats mate and then they have offspring, like during kitten season, then we see this huge influx of kittens that we then have to spay and neuter, find homes for. And if we can get them in the hands of fosters and homes and get them kind of rehabilitated. Some of them are really easy. If you get them young enough, you can work with them and find them homes immediately. But sometimes that window is so small before they become kind of feral and you can't really handle them. If you can get them and find them homes, it's amazing. Now the parents, when they're truly feral, there's nothing we can do about that, but we want to trap them, spay them and neuter them, and then get them back out into the environment. So our biggest issue is with these feral cats and these feral colonies. you know, you can have 12 cats in a colony and trap 10 of them and spay and neuter them. But those two that might get away that are super savvy about getting trapped, they will just the next season have just tons of kittens. And then all of those kittens, it's like a wildfire, just a total pandemic, just start things all over again. So it's really difficult for trappers. And it seems sometimes like their time is in vain, but it never is. But the shelters are always full during kitten season. So it's a big, big problem here.
How exactly does, like, what does the Permade Cafe do in terms of, does it assist with that process? I know I saw that you guys are also an adoption center. And how many cats do you deal with on a daily basis? What does that look like?
Yeah, so we work directly with a few nonprofit organizations that literally go into shelters and pull adoptable cats, and sometimes not always adoptable cats. They will do the due diligence as far as spaying, neutering them, and then they will try and find homes for them. When they can't find homes for them because they're in foster homes, then they will bring them here. Now, this is a great environment because they just have the whole room to kind of cruise around and hang out. They're not in kennels or cages or in foster homes where people aren't actually seeing them and interacting with them. So when people come here, the cats are how they're going to be if they were in your living room. This is kind of like a huge cat living room for them. So they tend to be more highly adoptable because how they are here is going to be how they are at home. So we partner with these organizations that really, they do all the heavy lifting. And we have a set of requirements that need to be done before they can come here. But we take on the non-adoptable, right? Like we talked a little bit about, we take on the injured. We take on a lot of black cats. Black cats don't really get adopted very often. So we want to help kind of get rid of that stigma. And then we take in a ton of adults and seniors, because none of that stuff scares me either. So, and the great part of this area that we live in is we have, a lot of senior communities around us. And so they're looking, they don't want a kitten, right? They don't want this wild rambunctious kitten running all over the place. They want someone that's mellow and kind of has mileage on them. So we're really lucky in that aspect too. So we work really great tandemly with organizations. So it's really a great partnership.
Yeah, and I think partnerships are so huge. Just we're always stronger in numbers than absolutely just trying to get stuff done on our own. And I know that before the call, you were mentioning some like a three-legged cat and some different types of cats like that. Is there anything like for someone who maybe has no background with a three-legged cat, and that's just one example, is there like an extra like pamphlet or learning material that individual has to undergo, or is it generally the same as owning a four-legged cat? What's that like?
Yeah, that's a really great question. It's generally like owning a four-legged cat. She has her tail, so she uses that a lot for balance. It's very helpful. Another kind of aspect that we like to provide here is, well, for one, we do home visits. So we make sure that we're checking every homes before these cats go to these homes, because we want to make sure that they're going to where they say they're going to go. And then secondarily, I always want people to stay in contact with me. I don't want to be weird about it, but I always offer my information if they ever have any questions or concerns, that they can always contact me and I'll help them in any way that I can. And then lastly, if for whatever reason it doesn't work out, right? Like they thought, oh, this three-legged cat, we're going to give it a good home. And then if it doesn't work out for any reason, we want to set people up for success and animals up for success. If it doesn't work out, they always can come back here. So that's part of our contract as well with people, because people are really good. Most of the time they want to help these animals, but you know what, if down the road they realize I wanted a cat to be able to jump 20 feet up in the air and this three-legged cat is not something that's going to be for, you know, so we just want to be able to let people know that if it doesn't work out, I'm here, I'm always accessible. And then if it doesn't work out, ultimately they can always bring the animal back to me.
That's really awesome that you guys have that open policy and just wanting what's best for the people, wanting what's best for the cats. I think that's amazing. And what would you say is, if you could say from your organization, one thing that you, if you could have right now, what to make you that much more efficient, what would that be?
More hours in the day.
So that's like a good answer.
For me, it's crazy for me. My business design, because I'm not a business person, so my business design is I work full time. I have to support myself, and then this place has to support itself. So those things overlap a lot of times. So we have amazing volunteers, and I could not do this without the volunteers. So when I'm at work, I've got volunteers here. On my days off, I'm here, and I'm even here on days that I do work. So we're closed a couple days a week. I come in after work and take care of everything. So, you know, I'm here 7 days a week, whether, you know, I'm working on those days or not, but more hours in the day. And we've been very, really, really lucky to have so many amazing volunteers step up and kind of help out with that. And so that has really kind of been our lifeline, because it truly takes a village. Again, I couldn't do this by myself. And so volunteers. We also, nobody here takes a salary. I don't take a salary, and we're volunteer based. So when people are interested in volunteering, it really saves me a lot of time and energy, and I appreciate it.
And I really want to ask you too, how is what you do, because you said you're a vet technician, correct?
Yeah.
And how has that assisted you in what you do now? Is there any overlap there?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And something happened this week that really kind of, I've been a registered veterinary technician for almost 15 years now, and I've had a ton of experience. So as a prime example, I came here on Tuesday after I got off work to do my normal routine of cleaning and just making sure everybody was okay. And one of my cats, who's young and usually just bouncing all over the place, was completely just not himself. And I could just tell there was something not right about him. So took him to an emergency clinic, got him taken care of. And now he's being sequestered, and we're keeping an eye on him, and he's on medication. He's being taken care of and all that stuff. So for me, I can tell the difference between a cat that's just a little off, or something like in his case, he was so off that I was like, I can't mess around with this. He has to go to emergency. So he's okay. He's going to be fine. But that's kind of just knowing what to look for, and knowing the difference between something that can wait till tomorrow morning as opposed to something that has to be handled immediately. So.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that's a really great thing to have in your back pocket when you're dealing with different animals every single day. And where do you see your organization going? What are some things, like goals, that you have for the cafe and adoption that you do?
Yeah. Well, it's a good question. We were really lucky to even survive the pandemic, you know, as a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. There was a time like we could only have one party in at a time. And sometimes that one party would be one person, you know, so we're only open 6 hours out of the day. So that was really tough. So now that we can have like mixed groups come in and everybody be safe and wear masks and social distance and all that stuff, we are really lucky. We would like to start seeing our social events start to happen again. Like, we used to do cat bingo. It was super fun. And we would do cat yoga, and it was super fun. So we're hoping to do events again. And then long-term goals, it would be amazing at some point if we could even open a second location, you know, and have a second nonprofit with the same vision in another location, probably within Ventura County or even LA County.
I like that. I think that's so awesome. Expand and try and get as many cats through the doors as possible, which I was going to ask you too. How many cats do you guys handle at one time? Like, how many in your operation? What does that look like?
That's a good question too. So when I was going over all of the paperwork with our the person who owns this property, I was like, so how many cats can I have? And he's like, that is up to you. You're the professional. And I was like, oh gosh, that's a slippery slope, right? So for me personally, because cats generally do not live together in groups, you know, that's more of a dog thing. I don't want to have too many. So my hard line generally is about 15. Because if you get more than that, then it's they're on top of each other and they're not happy, right? So now there's been times when we've had up to like 21 cats, And that's just because we've needed to really help out some of these organizations to get some of their cats out of their areas and into ours. So, but when it starts to kind of challenge their life and they're not happy and things start to kind of get stressful around here, then we adjust. We start to do, we do lots of social media, let people know, you know, who we have in stock and stock. I think that's always so funny. Like right now we just adopted out a few cats. So I called my friends and I'm like, I'd like to order some more cats, you know? We're always, it's like ordering a dozen of donuts, right? So anyway, we just like to, I mean, it's all about them, right? So at the end of the day, if we had like a hoarding situation here, it's really doing nobody any good. So 15 is our general guideline that we like to kind of stick with.
That's cool. And I just see one right there. That's,
yeah, she's a big girl.
So are you guys open regular, or there's still those restrictions where it's appointment only? What's that like?
Yeah, so we are taking reservations, but we're also taking walk-ins, which is nice. So it kind of gives us an idea of what our flow is going to be like for the day for people who do make reservations, but we're always welcoming walk-ins as well. So, and then if people feel uncomfortable, and that's totally fine, if they feel uncomfortable by being in a room with multiple people, then we'll accommodate that too. It's not a problem. We want everybody to feel comfortable.
That's amazing. And where can people not only visit you guys, but follow you at online if they're not in the area?
Oh yeah, thanks. So we have Facebook and we have Instagram, and both of them are Purrmaid. It's P-U-R-R-M-A-I-D Cafe and Adoption Center. So that's where we have most of our social media. And then we have a website, and you can actually go to our Facebook page and it will take you to our website as well.
Amazing. And those will be in the description below wherever you're listening to this at. Nikki, I want to thank you so much for coming on, sharing with us about what it is that you do, and really excited to, I'm in the area, so I'm going to have to come visit you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
I have to. Anytime. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time today.